Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Tes, and we're holding approximately 10 lines from the top of the Amud, where it says, Itmar Mishmei Drabluzar Kavusei Deruva. What is the Gemara referring to? So you'll all recall that the second part of yesterday's shir, we had a stira in the Mishnah between the Reisha and the Sefer B'divrei Beis Shammai, where in the Reisha it says that a Shemeres Yavam, that Yarshind Nechosim during the period of time that she was a Yevama. Tanakama said in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Mishnah said, Moidim Beishamei Ubeisil, everybody agrees, Shemei Cheres, Benoisenes Vekayim, that she has absolute total control over her Nechosim, and she can go and sell them, she can give them as a present, it's hers, it doesn't belong to anybody else, notwithstanding that there is a Zika to her Yevam. The Seif, however, said that if and when Chas V'Shalom she passed away, then there's a machloikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Shammai, Yorshin, the your Machalkin, the Yorshia Av, together with the Yorshia about, they split it down the middle. And according to Beis Hillel, the Chosin Beches Kosan. So we said already yesterday in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel is totally consistent, both when she is alive and Chas V'Shalom after she passes away, as long as she was still a Yevama, the property belongs to her. And therefore, if she passes away, the property then belongs to her father, or her brothers, to her Mishpacha. But Beis Shammai is inconsistent, because in the Reish he says, "Mecheres v'nesenes v'kayim," she can go and sell it on her own. The Seif, however, says in Mesa, then the Yorshim of her side and the Yorshim of her Yavam side, they split it. What's the reason for that? That was the kasha we asked yesterday. And the Gemara gave four separate tirutz in the teretz of Ula, the teretz of Rabba, the teretz of Abaya, and the teretz of Rava. What were the four tirutz? And only Bekitzur. We started off with Ula, that Ula said the Nafkimin is the Reish is talking about that she was a Yevama after an Erisin. She was a widow, an Almana after Erisin. While the Seif is talking about that she was an Almana after Nisun. That was pshat number one. Pshat number two was Rabba. The Rabba said, no, both of them are talking about Nisuin. However, the Reish is talking about that she's alive, so therefore she is a Vadai. The Yorshim, the Yorshe Hayovim, the Yorshe Abal are Sveikis. Ain't something Moitzvah de Vadai. However, the Seif is talking about that she also died. So now we have two groups of Yorshim. They're both Bebchina Sofik. So therefore, since Sofik and Sofik, Yachloik, you split it down the middle. That was Ula and Rabba. But we're going to focus today a little bit more on Abaye and Rava. Abaye gave a third pshat. What was the third pshat of Abaye? Abaye said that the Shemeres Yavam in the Reish is talking about that she only received the property after her first husband passed away. She only got it when she was a Yavama. So it's totally under her control at all times. Mecheres v'nesenes v'kayim. The Seif is talking about that she received that property when her first husband was still alive. And if that's the case, her husband already had certain rights towards that property. So now when the husband passed away, those rights now flow to the Yavam. Not totally, but partially. And therefore, says Beis Shammai, we go and split it between her Yorshim and the Yorshim of the Baal, meaning the Yavam. Makes a lot of sense. Fourth pshat was a pshat of Rava. And Rava says, no, I disagree. In the case of Abaye, that Abaye just said now, that if the property had fallen to her husband, not to her husband, fallen to her, while she was married to her husband, that you just said now, Abaye, that in such a case, according to Beis Shammai, it would be Yachloiku, and according to Beis Hillel, the property would still belong to her, says Rava, it's not true. Why is it not true? There's a machloikis with the yodoi ki yodo or yodoi adifa mi yodo. When her husband is married to her, do we say they're now equal rights? Or do we say because of the fact that he's married and he has certain obligations that his rights are even greater than hers? And Rava says that I hold that yodoi adifa mi yodo, and therefore if in fact the husband passed away and she passed away, and now you're wondering who gets the benefit of those nechosim, even Beis Hillel would agree that you go and split it down the middle. You would not say nechosim bischas kosim. And therefore Beis Hillel says, since I find that there's a machloikis in the sefer between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that cannot be the pshat. So what is the pshat? Amarava, the pshat is that the Reish is talking about that there was Zika alone without Maimar, and the Seif is talking about that there was Zika plus Maimar. Ah, Zika plus Maimar is a much stronger kinyan. Therefore, the Yovam, if and when she passes away, then the Yovam can go and split it down the middle between the Yovam and the Yorshehoav. So those are the four pshatim in the Mishnah. So now come the Gemara again, and the Gemara brings now two later Amiroyim, each one supporting Abaye and Rava. Is Itmar Mishmei de Rabbi Luzer Kavasi de Rava? This Rablozer is Rablozer ben Pedos, who's an Amoira, as opposed to Rablozer ben Shemua, who's the Tana. So he brought a Braisa, and he learned Taka like Rava did. The Itmar, however, Itmar Mishmei de Rabbi Yosef Rabchanina, that he learned Kavasi de Abaye, he followed Abaye, and not like Rava. So now we have two later Amiroim, Rav Luzer, Rav Yosef, Yechanina. One learns like Rava, one learns like Abaye. Frank Dimara. So how can he go and bring a Brayse like Rava?
Same shit.
Very good. Not subsequent. Fine. I'm asking. Frank Dimara Mir Blazer Hachi. Did Rav Luzer go and learn Kavase de Rava? But Amir Rav Luzer Maimer LeBeishamai. Remember, what's the key to understanding Rava's pshat? Rava says that the Reish is talking about without Maimer, Seif is talking about with Maimer, and Beishama Lishita say that with Maimer is Betagamza Gamza Kinyan, so therefore when she passes away, you gotta go and split it up. Frank Timara, if you're telling me that Rabbi Lozer learned like Rava, Rabbi Lozer is the one that we quoted in the Gemara before, that he holds that Maimel Beishamai ain't a koina elitchois betzer b'vad. The whole koyach of the Maimer is only a very, very weak koyach. Even according to Beishamai, it's very weak. What does it accomplish? That if there are multiple tzorois, multiple yevamois, once the Yovam has designated one of them by giving them Maimer, automatically all the others are disqualified from further deliberations and discussions, because they're not free yet. You still have to have a Yibam or Chalitza. But they're out of the picture in terms of he can no longer be Miyabim or Chalitz them. He's got to wait. He worked with the first one. So Eina Kernel Chalitz B'Tzor B'Vod. That's the whole purpose. That's the only Koyach. Yeah.
B'Vod. That's the only thing.
B'Vod.
Nothing else.
Only thing.
No Yechlaiko business.
Exclusively, solely, only that. So Ay Bazoi is the Chzei Shver. You just said now that Alib Rabbi Loza, that he holds like Rava. The whole key of what Rav is trying to say is that there is a major distinction legabe with Maimer and without Maimer, not legabe Hilchas Zika, but legabe Hilchas Chalukas Nechasim. That if there was Maimer, then the Yavam goes and has now rights to the property. You just said a good job, Lazar, it's only Litchais Vetzar Bilvad. So Timur, you're right. Epoch, I have to dreyesiva. Dreyesiva means, instead of saying Rav Loza learn like Rava, and Rav Yosef Chanina learn like Abaye, say Rav Loza learn like Abaye, and Rav Yosef Chanina learn like Rava. Okay, very easy. No, you don't have to turn it upside down, but rather, Omalach Rav Loza, says Rav Loza, ki amri anna, when I said that according to Beishamai, ein koina el litchos b'tzor b'vod, to leisagi lo beget el deboi nami chalitza, I was referring to the religious aspects. I wasn't referring to the monetary aspects. Legabi, the religious aspects, we had a machloikis exactly how far reaching is Maimer alibi de Beishamai. And I told everybody, don't think that Maimer's ki ishtoi l'chol dover, that you no longer need a chalitza. All you need now is a get, ninth in the Shemeth. It's only doicha, but leisagi lo beget, if he decides that in fact he does not want to continue consummating, he does not want to do Yibam with this Yivama to whom he's given Maimer, they change their minds. Don't think, okay, he gave Maimer, give a get, and we're all finished. No. Lisagla beget, elboi nami chalitza.
Nami.
Nami, you have to have both the get and the chalitza. And therefore.
But who's he arguing with? Who could disagree with this?
We had earlier on, when we had back in Daf Chof Tes, it was a machloikis how far reaching, according to Beishamai, is the Indian of
Maimer. But that you don't need chalitza, it's hard to believe.
Okay, but that's what the Blazer says, clear, shel nishmatim nachen katuas, you'd still need chalitza. All it does is lifchesh betzara, that the tzara is not no longer online, perhaps for yibum or chalitza, because only doich. However, lechilik ben chosim, lachlik ben chosim, dloikani, mi amri, I wasn't talking about the rules and regulations of choshim mishpat, about ears and who gets what part of the property. I wasn't talking about property rights. I was talking strictly about the halacha of yibum and chalitza mitget. That's all I was talking about. Okay, so therefore it has nothing to do then with our Mishnah, and our Mishnah could go like Rabbi Vazoftir. I'm sorry?
Are they connected, the two concepts?
Are the two connected? In a loose way. Meaning that just like you're saying that Maimer causes a Psashtikal Kinyan, the Gabe religious things, the Gabe Yibam and Chalitza, it also causes a Shtikal Kinyan, the Gabe the Dinam of property. So the Gemara originally thought, since Rabbi Loza used the expression, what he tries to say is, no, I'm not talking about financial considerations at all. I'm just focusing on Yibam Chalitza considerations. Says Igmar, that's not what he had in mind. What he meant is that within the parish of Yibam Chalitza and Get, don't think that Maimer's Koine Kinyin Gomor, that you don't even need Chalitza anymore. No, you still need Chalitza in addition to the Get. But Agabe monetary matters, Avada and Avada, I agree that there is a certain Kinyin here, and that Kinyin is enough to go and Lachlik Ben Achosim. If she passes away, then her Yorshim and the Baal's Yorshim, the Yovam, and etc., they would all go and share in the estate. Yes, Barry.
We touched on this a little bit earlier, a few days ago, when Erisin, Erisin already entitles and obligates a Chassan and a Kala to each other financially in certain regards.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't Maimar have that same quality? I mean, to what extent is Maimar like Erisin? Maimar is parallel to Erisin.
Right.
So to the extent that Erisin, he has certain financial obligations and rewards and benefits, and then like things like, so doesn't Maimar share? I mean, why, if Maimar is patterned on Erisin, why isn't it patterned fully on Erisin?
Okay, so therefore, according to Beis Shammai, in fact, there is a full pattern, if you will, on Erisin, and just like Erisin, you have those kinyanim that you're referring to. That's why Rava says, with Maimer, they have to go and split up the Nechosim. If she passes away, then half the Nechosim go to her Yorshim, but half of them go to his Yorshim, because of the Kinyanim to which you are alluding. However, Basil holds that Maimer is Limalavloi Moirid for our purposes. It's just something that the Chum instituted for a kind of a transition period. It's not Doiche Betzara, and therefore, according to Basil, you'd continue going Nechosim Becheskosan, and you would not allow for the Chalukah of the Nechosim. Okay.
But as a caveat, very little comes out of even Edison.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't yashin her. Huh?
Right.
She's still living in her father's house, basically. Mm-hmm. That's her halacha. She doesn't need truma and gurnished.
It's true.
Not truma from her new husband, but from her father.
No, that's not true. That's such a fact that I just showed Mendy. That in a year of famine, Tarfin gave Erisin to 300. I showed him to Seftan Ksuvas. Tarfin gave Erisin to 300 women. They should be able to eat truma because it's cheaper. Because it's a year of famine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so but that could be only that time. But if it's not a shas of chak, he didn't give it. I'm talking about the rabbanon tzasa.
If you remember, yesterday we had the Mishnah on the Umid Beis. We had Noflun on the Chosim Mishnis Arsa. What happens if she receives a Yerusha after she becomes an Arusa? Beishamri Omrim Timkar. She can go and sell it on her own because it's only Erisin. Beisel Omrim Loi Timkar. She's not allowed to go and sell it because she's an Arusa. However, that's Lechatchila. El Reile Moidim. Shem Machra Benasna is kind. So therefore, what you're referring to and what Rabbi Pinchas is referring to, the Gabi, the Kinyan of Erisin, already Beishamri Beisil argued about this many years ago. Not only Barry and Rabbi Pinchas, but even Beishamri and Beisil, Ayin Shom in yesterday's Gemara. But anyway, that's the conclusion of the shtickle. Now the question is, how do we fear Zah? Who's really right? Is Abaye right or is Rava right in the pshat in our Mishnah? Zok di Yimara Omra Papa, di Yuka de Masnizen, Kavosi di Abaye, I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah that Abaye is right and Rava is wrong. Remember, what was Abaye's pshat? That in the Sefer, we're not talking about that she received the property when she was a brand new Yavama, but rather she had already received the property when she was still married to her original husband. Where does that say in the Mishnah? We'll see in a moment. And the Papa continues on. V'yavagav the kasha mesa, even though the question of mesa is still a kasha. what's the question of Mesa, we'll identify, we'll explain that in another moment. But first let's go to the Diyuk, the Masnis and Kavosi Debaye. Diktoni, what does it say in the Mishnah? It says, Mesa, Mayasu Biksuvasa, Ubenechosim, Hanichnosim, Vyoitsim, Imo, Freytitz the Gemara. What is this Diktoni Nechosim, Hanichnosim, Vyoitsim, Imo? So yesterday we explained that means the Nechse Muluk. But now the Gemara Rapop is explaining. I'm sorry? So now the Gemara is asking, what is this lashon of nichnasim and yoytzim ima? My nichnasim and my yoytzim. Lav, doesn't it mean nichnasim l'rishus habal, v'yoytzim l'rishus habal l'rishus av? Doesn't it mean that at one time these nichnasim were there as part of the marital estate, because the husband and wife were married, and she received either a dowry originally before she got married, or after she got married, unfortunately her father passed away and she received a Yerusha. So these were nichnosim to what? To the marital estate, l'shus habal, that the Baal now also had rights to it, because they were married, the peiris, exactly. The yoytzim l'shus habal, when this marriage terminates, then the nechosim go away from the l'shus habal, where do they go? L'shus ha'av. L'shus ha'av means they go back to her or to her family, depending whether she's alive or not alive. But the point is that that's the expression of nechnosim v'yoytzim ima, into the marriage and arose from the marriage. Now, who said that pshat in the Mishnah? That was the pshat of Abaye. That Abaye said that the case of the Sefer of Mesa, Mayasu, Benachosam, and Chnosam, Yoitzim Ima, is talking about these Nechsimalug. What's Ima v'Ima? That means it went into the marriage, it went out of the marriage, because in fact, these Nechosam did not fall now, the Nechosam fell earlier when they were still married. So therefore, says Rapapal Choyra, the Mishnah's Meduyak, like Abaye. The Avagav the Kasha Mesa. But the problem of Mesa is still Shver. What's the problem of Mesa? Because the Reisha and the Sefer, the Mishnah doesn't say that the difference is between whether the Nechosim fell Bishas, she was just a Yavama, or whether it fell Bishas, the first marriage. You have a nice deal, because that's Taka Pshat, because of Nechnosim Yoytzim Ima. But the problem is that the Mishnah throws in the word Mesa. That if she died, what do you do with Nechnosim and Nechnosim Yoytzim Ima? Why do we have to talk that she died? Why can't we talk about that she's still alive? And talk about the fact that if these Nechosim did not fall now, but they fell at the time when she was still married to her husband, that the halacha is that now her husband also has certain rights according to Beis Shammai. So they break the Gemara, the Avagav the Kasha Mesa. What means Kasha Mesa? Anamifli, the Gufa Lachar Mesa. Why do we have to say that the Machloek Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is talking about the Gufa Karka after Mesa, after the Yavama passed away? Let's keep her alive. Why? We don't want to kill people in Zis. You know, if she be alive, let her be alive and kicking. And the Shemeres Yavam Baruch Hashem is alive. And now we have a question. What do you do with the Nechosim, HaNechnosim, the Yoitzim Ima? Meaning these Nechosim that were originally part of the first marriage, now no longer part of the first marriage because the husband passed away. What does she do with these Nechosim now? Oh, Zuk Peishama, you split it down the middle, because just like until now, there was a split of sorts, in that the Nechse Maluk belonged to her, but the Peiris belonged to the husband. Okay, the husband passed away, so we'll split up the Peiris now between him and her. Him being the Yavam, or the Yavam's family, and her being the Kala, being the Yavama. So why do we have to talk about that she passed away? Let's go talk about that she's alive, and Peiris. So l'chor, that's a bissel shver on Abaya. So the more Vesula Midi, there's really nothing more to add to the sugya. We've already gone through every possible variation in understanding Pshat in the Mishnah. Now Rashi says on this, Vesuloi Midi, Rashi says that the Raya of Rapapa, the Diuk, is an excellent Diuk. The Kasha on Abaya is Takashvera Kasha, but there's nothing more to say. That's the way it is. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. See, if you go about 3-4 lines later down in the Rashi, Vesuloi Midi, there's nothing more to answer or to ask. The Vaday Deke Kavase, there's a Vaday Zadiyuk in our Mishnah, just like Abaya. The Kashle Mesa, and Abaya is a Kashle Mesa. Okay. Like the Rebbe used to say, for a Kashle Start Manish, and that's it. That's a Pshat in the Mishnah. Like, Start Manish means from a Kashle, you don't die from a Kashle.
Everything
Gemara
says Kashle without
Tiyuf,
that's what it means.
Exactly. Okay, so now the question is, since we have Machloek between Abaya and Rava, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Abaye, or do we paskin like Rava? So Yalkigam, so how do we paskin then?
Is this one of the
Yalkigam? Is it one of the
Yalkigam? I don't know.
Of course you know it's not part of the Yalkigam. What does the Yalkigam stand for?
Yud
Shalom Midas. It's a Yud says Yud Shalom Midas, right? What does the Ayin stand for?
Eidus Mafreyan or so.
Eidus Mafreyan, okay, Zeget.
Then it's Yom Mafreyan.
Okay.
What was the second?
Lamin is Lechi Yom Mimeilov.
You'll keep on going.
He's reading it from his
Chorus Aluach Libecha. Continue on, yeah. Kedusha Flay Nimsur Lebiya.
Yeah, right.
What's the Gimel?
Gimel is Get.
Get you sent through some sort of Shliach, and he was Mavatul the Shliachas, and the Shliach didn't even know about it. And then you have the final one is the Mem. It's Mum Lehachas, Mum Letiyavar. Oh, Zeg. Anyway, so we have the six cases, Shkoyach. But none of those six cases dealing with the Yod, the Ki Yod of our Gemar. So therefore, the Chayr we paskin like Rava. But didn't Rapapa say that we paskin like Abaya? The Yukim of the Masisid. Vesulay Midis. What's going on? Okay, so look at the Tesis, the Avagav, the Kasha Mesa, the second Tesis. Look at the final five lines. Balochas Psukois, Terab Yudoi Goin, Posikia Baya, Terab Papa Basro, Kawasik, was it? Papa says like him. Ah, Ibadli Choshebi Alkigam. Now we should add an extra Yud to the Alkigam, this Yodaki Yodashai. Mishim the Airibo Amiroi. What means Mishim the Airibo Amiroi? Meaning, when you find that the machlokes is only between Abaye and Rava, then the only six exceptions to the rule that we pass in like Abaye instead of Rava is Nialkigam. However, if you find other Amayroim that deal with the Shaila, and we've just had now had Rabbi Loza, and we've had Rabbi Papa, and we've had Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, so therefore we have other Amayroim. So it's not only an exclusive machlokes Abaye and Rava, it's a machlokes of other Amayroim as well. So then this Halacha does not apply. So therefore, how do we paskin according to Toises? We paskin like Abaye and not like Rava. However, if you look in the Rosh, in Oisid Gimel the Rosh, Rosh says, since we always paskin like Rava against Abaye, except for Alkigam, and this is not Alkigam, says the Rosh, we paskin like Rava. I have the Diuk, Kavosei de Abaye Finra Papa. He said, the Diuk is Nishgeferlach. Why Nishgeferlach? Because he says that the words Nechosim, Hanechnosim, the Yoitzin Ima, that's an expression which means Nechsei Maluk. But it doesn't mean literally that every single time the Nechsei Maluk is talking about a case where that she originally had it during the marriage and the husband had it and then the husband passed away and the marriage terminated. This is just another definition. If you look in Webster's dictionary, how do you define Nechsei Maluk? Or how do you define Nechosim Hanechnosim Yoitzim Ima? Nechsei Maluk. But it doesn't mean that in every single case it has to be that was part of the marital estate. That's what the Rosh says in the back, and Oisi Gimel. So therefore we have a machloki between the Rosh and between Rabbi Yehudoi Goin. Rabbi Yehudoi Goin was, of course, the predecessor. He was a Bishman HaGoinim. But we have a machloki, an old machloki, whether we follow Abaya or whether we follow Rav. Anyway, getting back.
Eight Zomim.
Or Mekana Habim. The case of Eight Zomim and the case of the Mum Malachas are one Gemara right next to the other, two Gemaras together. Okay, but anyway, yeah, Shdim.
But that's the Ayin.
Meruba, yeah. Let's continue on with the Gemara. Vayta Kenosa Harihi. We had in our Mishnah Kenosa Harihi Ki Ishta Lechol Dovor. That's all talking about when she was still Shoimeres Yavam. But when she gets married, they happen to be husband and wife. Ishta Lechol Dovor. Hey, Gemara, my Hilchasa, the Gabi, which halacha? Rabbi Yezer of Chanin. We had this Gemara before. It's all very simple. Loimar Shemegarsha Beget Umachzira. If the Yavam goes and marries means Yibam, the full 9 yards. Not just Magna. He's Taka Miyabim the Kala, Miyabim the Yavama. She becomes Ishtar Lechaldaba, now Mr. and Mrs. for both purposes of if Chalila, if this marriage does not work out, no Chalitza, but rather a get. And Umachzira, if he wants to, post giving a get. If he has second thoughts and he wants to take it back, he can take her back, unless, of course, he's a kohen. But otherwise, he can go and take her back, just like any person is allowed to take back his wife to whom he gave a get, as long as she did not marry somebody in between. Okay. Zokti Gemara. Machgash. I'm sorry?
That comes originally from.
That's going to be next Gemara. We're going to get to next Gemara. What's the chiddush? You're telling me that's what the Mishnah is telling you. Of course, that's the whole purpose of Yibam. He marries her, now they're Heishlo Chodava. Talk about Tolkien, I think, when I uksiv. So I would define this pasuk to mean that after Lekachaloi Leisha, after he's taken her for a wife, still the Yibma, there's still, like the Gemara says, Vadain Yibume Harishon Oleha, that there's still some sort of Yibum connection. So even the Taka Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but then Kama pursuant to a Yibum, and therefore if Chalila Bechas, if this marriage ends, you'd still need a Chalitza, Bechalitza in the get, like Kamash Malan, Aznish, that once it becomes Ishal Chaldavar, Chalitza is Gishtarben, Yibum is Gishtarben, the only thing which is left now is to do a get. Okay, but now that you've told me that they're taka husband and wife, and now it's taka only get, no chalitza, so of course machzira, that if Chas v'Shalom, he gives a get, and he wants to take her back, pshita, that's normal. Remember, originally when the first husband was married to this Yavama, the Yavam wasn't allowed to Chas v'Shalom marry her. It was a real case of Eishes Achiv. But the Torah gives a special exception to the rule. What's the exception? That if he dies without any children, and Eishes Achiv believe on him, then he's allowed to go Mimiyabim. So guess what? He was Miyabim. So he was Yoytze the Mitzvah. Now I would think that subsequently that old Issur resurrects itself.
After the get.
Well, once they're married, they're married. But if, when Chas v'Shalom, now this marriage terminates, so I would think we're back to square one, but not that there's Yibam v'Chalitza, he was already Mekayim Yibam. But we should be back to square one, the original one, that is, that there was an Issur of Eishes Ach. It's so good that when a mitzvah dram yadach man alay, of the Hashem take him alay, the Issur Eishes Ach, he should have that original Eishes Ach that was back at the very beginning. Kamash Malanaz, nine, that once he took her for a wife, all the old Yisurim fall away, and if he gives her a get, Chulila, and then he wants to take her back, because in Tahiti he can take her back without any problems. Maybe Taka the Svara is a good to Svara, that he was Mekam the Mitzvah of Yibam, but now that he rejects her, maybe Taka no longer can take her back because it's Vaiter and Eishes Ach. Why did Torah have to go and say Lekochaloi Leisha? Lekochaloi the Yibma. What's the deal, Leisha? Ishtu Lecholdavar. It's like a regular normal wife. Just like a regular normal wife, he can be machzira. Here too, he can be machzira. Now, Brother Shai asked a moment ago, what about the ksuva? So, Tima Vacha takes suvasa, and the Mishnah said, Mi bala harishoin. My taima isha hiknu loy min hashemayim. What the Gemara is telling us is that the Yibam is, in a sense, an extension of the first marriage. And the extension relates particularly to this inyan of the ksuba. That since the first husband wrote out a ksuba, and in the ksuba he said, I'm going to go and pay you 200, and there was automatically a lien on his nechasim to go and pay for that 200. So even though the husband passed away, and the yavam takes her, now the yavam now takes that shtar the way it was, with the 200 obligation of his brother, on the property of his brother. And therefore, it's still that old obligation, it's just transferred now from brother one to brother two. That's what the kavan of the Mishnah is. So there's no lien on his nechasim, on the yavam's nechasim, it's only on the old nechasim that belonged to the original husband. Aha, okay, zayit. But now, the Gemara adds, this is no longer pshat in the Mishnah, now the Gemara is adding to that, what happens the lesla min harishon? What happens if the first husband passed away? He left over the ksuba, but he left no nechasim upon which she can possibly collect. What do we do now? Then the chameire later takana takina la misheni, that in fact the ksuba lien now transfers from the original baal now to nechasim of the yavam. Why? Kadesh leite kala be'enav lihoitziya, so that the yavam should not easily be able to go and send her away. Meaning that one of the reasons for ksuba, might have mentioned when you get to Masechta Ksubas, we'll see.
Sent it to him to keep her.
Yeah, sure, that's what ksuba is all about.
We don't want husbands that when they get agitated one time because the chulent was burned or because the coffee is not sweet enough or whatever, he just says, you know, this is already the second time this week that the chulent was burned. Goodbye, I'm giving you the get. So we tell him, okay, you can give a get, there's no problem, you can give a get. But remember, you're going to have to go and pay big bucks. Oh, big bucks, you know, let me think it over again. Now I got to go speak to my banker, I have to speak to my investment banker, if there's enough money, you know, the lawyer, we'll think about it. So therefore, the ksuba is a nice nice way to go and hold back his anger and his fury.
The Nechsitz in Basel, he's going to have to give it, the money he was machayim.
Exactly.
That's a lot of stuff.
A lot of money. Exactly.
Millions.
Exactly.
If that's the incentive, though,
yeah.
then since he basically won, he took over his deceased brother's property.
Right.
That's property he never expected to have. That's no disincentive for him after divorcer. That's property just fell into his lap.
We're talking about that if he didn't have, the first brother didn't have property. No. So since he didn't have property, so then this is an empty obligation because it's not secured by anything.
Even if the brother did have property, so what disincentive is there? Yes. So new, I got this woman.
When you get property in your as part of your estate, whether you expect it or didn't expect it, you think that this is mine, it's there, and you want it, and you want to keep it, and you don't want to part with it, etc. And it could be that there was an interval of 5 or 10 years, right? Yeah. The husband, they were miyabim, and he's used his property, he's made a lot of in investment
improvements
in the whole business, and Baruch Hashem, their tenants, and the stock has gone up, and blah, blah, blah. And now, 5 years later, he wants to go and sell it, he wants to go and divorce her. He won't divorce it so quickly. He hesitates. Great reluctance.
It's like only the less layman at
100%.
And let's say he left over a fortune.
And Echanami, that it's still on that original. That's what our Mishnah says. That it's on
the
Nechsi Balarish.
That's the answer to him. How about if he left over money? Sure.
Yeah. We don't want the husband easily to go and divorce her. If you remember, by Kehanim, that are considered to be a little bit more hot-headed, and so therefore this may not be sufficient to go and keep them tied together and to prevent them from giving a get. That's why we have a special takana of
get mekusher.
Get mekusher means that it's a very elaborate get. You can't just go right out of get in 10 minutes and give it over. You have to go make a whole series of ksharim with folds, and you have to sew it up. This is a thing which could take you a couple of days. Hopefully by the end of a couple of days, then
he'll burn.
Exactly. Forgot about it already. My full invite. Okay, from here to the end of the Gemara is quite easy, especially relative to everything we've had so far in Mesechta Yevamos. Especially the Mishnah is something that's well known to all of us because we've gone through it already before. Zok the Mishnah. Mitzvah begodol liyabim. It says in the Pasuk, V'hoya ha-bechoyer asher teled, yokum ashim ochav ha-meis, and although the Pashup Shat Bechor means the child that will be born to the Yavim and the Yavama, Chazal Darshan V'hoya Bechor means that the mitzvah be-bechor or the mitzvah begodol, meaning that the oldest brother, if the person who passed away left over 11 brothers, just like the Shiftekah, there were 12 brothers, one passed away, then the 11 brothers all have the mitzvah of Yibam, but we're first mechabed the oldest brother, and then we go down in descending order till the youngest brother. So mitzvah begodol yam. First we're mechabed the oldest, Reuven, you go and be miyam. What's it, Lirotzi says, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Then mehalchon kolach, and then we go down to Shimon, Levi, Yehud, Yisach. Of course, we have to determine which is the one that passed away. But put aside whichever one passed away, and then you go in descending order through the rest of the brothers. Mahalchan Kalachan. What happens, Loi Ratsu? What happens if none of them are interested? Then we start back at square one. Choizen Eitzel Godel. We go back to number one. Be'omim Loi, Alecha Mitzvah. You have the first rights and first obligation to this mitzvah. And therefore, none of you and the brothers wanted to do Yibim. Okay? So, Echaloitz or Yibim. So now, make up your mind. You still want to do Yibim, it's fine. If you don't want to, forget about it. I'm not going to bother asking the others. They all said no. So in Chalitz, and go and give a Chalitz. Now what happens if the Godel says, Tola bikotten ad sheyagdil, or bikotten ad sheyovay memdina sayam? The Godel habayis, on whom is this mitzvah and obligation? What happens if he said, I'm ready, willing, and able to do it. However, I think it would be a better idea to wait for the Kotten Ad Sheyagdil. Why? Because I'm only willing to give Chalitza. And all the other brothers who are Gedoilim are also only willing to give Chalitza. However, we have a younger brother who's 7, 8 years old. Ah, sweetheart, Azah, everybody gives him a knip when he goes into shul. Sometimes he cries, sometimes he doesn't cry. But the point is, he said, let's wait for that Kotten Ad Sheyagdil. Because the Kotten cannot go and be Miyabim now. Why can the cotton be miyabim now? It's already a machloikis. By chalitz, it says that it has to be an ish. Ish, of course, by definition, means it's got to be a godol. So either you learn yibam from chalitz, it's also got to be a godol. Or another reason is because if he's a cotton, we don't know whether or not he is going to be a soris. Soros means someone who's incapable of having children.
It doesn't count.
I'm sorry?
Potter mi mitzvahs, it doesn't count. It's just like a cheder.
He may be potter mi mitzvahs. The question is whether his bia would be effective. Now, of course, if he's only 6 or 7 or 8, it would be problematic. But the Gemara says that a child already from the age of 9 and older, a man, a boy, is already royal bia. So what happens if he's 9 or 10, 11? So you're saying he's not a bardas and he doesn't have mitzvahs yet. But that, the question is not whether he's mitzvah. The question is if he did it, was he Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam? So, if you learn from Chalitza Ish, no, he wasn't Mekayim, it's got to be an Ish. If you say that that's only a Chalitza Dikadin, that's not a Yibam Dikadin, the mayor says, nevertheless, we will not allow a cotton to go and do Yibam, because there's a Sophic, he might be a Soris, and if he's a Soris, if he's a Soros and he's not Roy to Asher Teled, he cannot be Moiled, and therefore he's out of the parish.
She's an island, the same thing.
One second. Mr. Friedland, we'll get to your question in a moment. And therefore, if he happens to be a Soros and he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah because he cannot have children, it blives like an Ashes Ach Sheyesh Labonim, and therefore it's an Isser, Issacharis, he's not allowed to go and live with her. The question is, but what's the likelihood that a cotton is a Soros? After all, being a Soros is a very small percentage of the population, 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%, but certainly 90% of all men are all able to have children, etc. 85%, whatever percentage you want to put on it.
Anyway,
we go according to the mayor, that is Chai Shum Yuta, and therefore you say we Choshe might be a Sars. Mr. Finland, what did you want to ask?
The question is, any mitzvah that is Chai cannot be Yotzi Acherim, and it's ineffective, technically. Both man is a cotton, his mitzvahs do not count. It's independent of anything. The mitzvah Yibum is not a technicality. It's just like the Tariyat mitzvahs that every Jew is incumbent upon, just as he cannot be Moitzi Kiddush Acherim, he cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum.
But it's the mitzvah of Yibum on her. It's the mitzvah of Yibum on her to have Yibum.
It's a mitzvah on both of them. They're both Mekayim and mitzvah. As far as she's concerned, if she's a gdoyla, she's certainly Mekayim. As far as he's concerned, he's not Mekayim a mitzvah d'arais, he's Mekayim mitzvah d'rabbanim. That you say that he cannot go and be moitzi someone else in Kiddush or Birchas HaMazon, etc. That's because his chiyuv happens to be a d'rabbanim d'kachiyuv. Their chiyuv is d'arais d'kachiyuv, and therefore we don't want a d'rabbanim to go and be moitzi d'arais. But he's Mekayim mitzvah d'rabbanim. If a child goes and gets his own arba minim set, and assuming that it's not a chinuch set, but it's really a kusha set, and he shackles up and down, he's Mekayim a mitzvah. He's not Mekayim a mitzvah als mitzvah voice because he's still a cotton, but he's Mekayim a mitzvah voice. He's Mekayim a mitzvah, and that's why he's allowed to go and make even the bracha. The tzivah is not to go and do the mitzvah, but once he's Mekayim the mitzvah, then he has that benefit of kumah.
Is able to be Mekayim mitzvah sibah, according to this logic, it should be also.
We will probably get to a mission about that. Even if he's not Mekayim Alts Mitzvah. Exactly, Mietzeshev. We're not talking about, again, whether this do a Kiyam Mitzvah, we're talking about whether it was effective or valid. And therefore, as long as he's a Baal Bia, and she is a Baalas Bia, L'choyra Mitzad Ikra Din, the Yibam should be effective. However, we have this issue. If he might be a Saris, then not only won't it be effective, you'll have a problem of an Eishes Ach. It's like an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labonim, which would mean that there's an Issacharis. Anyway, bottom line is, we're not going to allow a cotton to do the Yibam, even if he stands on his head. So now, I have the Godel Habayis, who's already 15, 18, 20, 25, 30, he says, I have no intention of doing Yibam. However, this Yingala, who's only 8, 9, 10 years old, let's wait. He's going to have his bar mitzvah in a couple of years. He's a nice guy. We'll educate him what a wonderful thing it is to go and be miyabim your former sister-in-law and tell him that's a big mitzvah, and we'll tell him, da, 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 and maybe he'll taka do it. Should we wait? Isn't Yibam preferable to Chalitza? Says our Mishnah, no, you don't wait. Same thing with Godel HaShiyov and Medina Sayyam. You have a bunch of brothers over here, but the Godel HaBayis, the real Bechor, the eldest, happens to be away on a business trip. He's going to be back in 3 or 6 months or 9 months or whatever it happens to be. So all the guys that are here are saying, you know what, let's wait until he comes back, because after all, maybe he will be able to go Mimiyam. Nobody that's here wants to be Mimiyam. Maybe he will do that. Let's wait. Says the Mishnah, we don't wait. Oi, your case you just spoke about. Oi chedish, oi shoyte, ein shoyim loy, ela oimim loy, alech hamitzvah, oi chaloitz, oi yibim. We go and say to him, no delays, no procrastination, this is not kaviyis mamor with a shalcheles. you have the mitzvah now. We're not going to wait until he gets older. We're not going to wait until the God will come in Dinas Hayom. We're not going to wait till the Chedesh gets a special doctor that's going to heal him. We're not waiting for the Shoytzer to go and take mental medicine so he should be healed. Rather, you have the mitzvah. Make your decision. You want to be in the Yom is good. If not, do Chalitza. But let's move on. Zhokti Gmar yet. Itman.
One question. While she's still Shomeris Yavam,
yes.
Is she being supported by the estate of her late husband? Is there a financial? Is the clock? Is she even? Is she financially?
Every ksuba says, and you get mezoinis as long as you're a beis hamanusa.
So there's a financial incentive here also to clarify things.
I don't know, to clarify things, but she does get the benefit of her husband's, the late husband's estate until she's no longer an almana.
She can live in the house.
Right, she can live in it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Zhokti Gemara Itmar. Bias cotton v'chalitz is godel. We have a cotton. Now, this cotton doesn't mean a cotton who's less than bar mitzvah. We mean a cotton that is a younger brother. We have 3, 5, 10 brothers. One younger brother who's 15 years old, he's willing to go and do bia. We have the Godel Habayis who's 20 years old, he's willing to do chalitza, which takes preference. Zotimar pligi bar Yochanan Rabbi Shua ben Leiga machloikas. Charam abias cotton adifa. Bias cotton is better. Charam achlitz is Godel adifa. Chalitz is Godel is better. Explains the Gemara. Mandi am abias cotton adifa to ha mitzvah b'yibam. After all, the principal mitzvah the Torah gives you is yibam. The Torah says, "Vim lo yachvoy to ish l'kachas yibam toy v'yolta hayivam ha'ashara v'yayim v'yomra me'en yibam l'okloch Hashem b'Yisrael li'ov v'yami." But if not everybody agrees, l'chatchila, the ikar is yibam. So therefore, since the mitzvah yibam is better, we'd rather have the cotton. The cotton meaning, again, not a cotton, but a younger brother who's already bar mitzvah. Let him go and do yibam. Uman diyam ha'chalit is godel adifa. The one that holds chalit is godel, because the makam godel be as cotton lav klumi. That since the Torah gives the mitzvah principally to the bahaya b'chor asher teileid, so therefore you first wait for the godel to make his decision. If he wants to do yibam, he can make yibam. He wants to do chalitza, do chalitza. If he doesn't want to do anything, then we move down the pecking order to 2, 3, 4, 5. But if the mitzvah first starts off with the godel, he makes his decision. Now, when it says be as cotton laf klumi, it doesn't mean that it wouldn't be effective. If the cotton goes and jumps in, it would be effective. We mean in terms of lechatchila, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is all on the godel, not on the cotton. Yes, Menashe.
That was the point a few weeks ago. You said if somebody jumps in line, you can take it. So this whole argument of why we even
it's all
about
the chalitza.
The younger brother says, "I want to do yibum." Why are we even talking about chalitza?
Exactly. So this is the machloikis whether or not bias cotton is preferable or chalitza is godel. So now the Gemara says, "L'chayr our Mishnah is directly on point." So now let's go back to our Mishnah. We said mitzvah begodel yabim. And then the Mishnah says, "Loy rotza." If he did not want to be miyabim, machzirin al kol achin. My love, loy rotza liyabim. He said, "I'm not doing yibim." And the Bezin said, "What will you do? If you want, I'll do chalitza. But I'm not doing yibim." Okay, don't do chalitza yet. Let's go and first ask the younger brothers. So loy rotza liyabim el lachlitz. Uktanim halchan etzel achin. Ishma mino lochoy have a clear right from the Mishnah that bias cotton nadifa. That's the whole purpose in going to the other achin.
Who said we're talking about cotton now?
We're not talking about a cotton that's not bar mitzvah. We're talking about a cotton that relative to the godel, he's a younger brother. He's already 83, the older brother is 85. So he is called a cotton relative to his brother.
A kolachin means cotton.
That's what we were talking about before. The
Mishnah, in fact, where the Gemara goes from godel to cotton without really defining it. The second part of the Mishnah of Tolev Kotna Chiyagdil means for sure that he was not bar mitzvah yet, that he was only 10, 11, 12, and let's wait until his bar mitzvah. This cotton that we're talking about means a younger brother, it doesn't mean a cotton mamish. And if you think that I'm making it up, look at the second wide line of the Rashi down below. Be as cotton machalitz is godel, godel roitza lachloit, the cotton mimenu roitza liyabim, the high cotton lav cotton mamishu, the cotton lav bar chalitza viyimamu, shemimtsa yimatsi saris, like we said before. The fil mandalay chayish lemiut, the cotton mutal yabim, hochavavai sugi the shmait mochacha, the lav cotton mamishu. We're not talking about a cotton mamish, but rather talking about a relative cotton. Midika parach the kamon tol the cotton achiyagdal. There it's talking about taka cotton mamish because it says wait until he gets older until he gets bar mitzvah. But the cotton that we're talking about now means relative to the godel he is younger. So he might be 80 and the godel is 85 and he's talking about his younger brother. But the point is cotton means younger. We're getting back to our Gemara. Nachamol, Chadam bi'is katan adifa, Chadam chalitza is gadol adifa. We brought it right from the Mishnah tonight. Nachamol, leirotza, machzin al kol ha'achin. If the gadol does not want to do yibam, we ask all the other brothers, what do they want to do? So what means leirotza? My love, leirotza, Yabmi says, I don't want to do yibam, but, lach, let's find out, no problem with chalitza, gizum tight, but I don't want to do yibam. Uktani, nevertheless, it says, mahalchan eitzel ha'achin, you go to all the other brothers first. Why would you go to the other brothers first if you hold chalitza's gadol is the best thing? Fine, gadol, you don't want to do yibam, you want to do chalitza. Do chalitza. There's no purpose in going to the achim. Ishma min alachayiv clear, right? That bias katan adifa. Then no, I do prefer having the yibam of a younger brother than having the chalitza of the oldest brother. There's more like that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. That means that we went to the gadol achim, we said to him, you have your yavama, please do yibam. No, I'm not doing yibam. What about chalitza? No, I'm not doing chalitza. Stand on your head. I'm going. I'm not doing anything. Not doing yibam. Oh, he's not doing yibam chalitza. Then choizrin al kol ha'achin, and you go to all the others. Okay, says Yimara. So let's continue on. The kavosa. So since you said the leirotza means I don't want to do anything. So what does it say right in the Mishnah? If you look at, again at the first wide line of the Mishnah, first line, mitzvah begodol yam leirotza mahalchan kol ha'achin veloirotzu choizen eitzel godol. So it says Yimara, the kavosa gabi ha'ach, when it says leirotzu, means leirotzu, leilach, leitzel leiyam. They also didn't want to do anything. So now the godol says, I don't want to do anything, and all the brothers say, I don't want to do anything. So why does it say now in the Mishnah, my choizme eitzel godol? Why does it say, let's go back to the first one? The first one is no better, no worse than any of them. They're all now in the same category that they all said, niyet. The old said no with a capital N. We don't want to do yibam. We don't want to do chalitza. So frek Yimara. So why are you going now to the gadol? Says Yimara lemechpay. Now we're going to go and force him. Meaning, what the Yimara is saying is, if I would learn the poshut pshat in the Mishnah, the leirotza means I don't want to do yibam, but I'm ready to do chalitza. Loirotzu, they don't want to do yibam, but they're ready to do chalitza. Okay, so we go back to the first guy and says nobody wanted to do yibam. You do chalitza. However, now that I'm learning pshat is loirotzu, he doesn't want to do yibam or chalitza. All the other brothers also don't want to do yibam or chalitza. I already heard his decision. What's the purpose in going back to me? He already said no, no, no. What's the purpose? That the Bezin should force him to go and do. We're not going to force him to do yibam. We force him to go and do chalitza to free this woman from her zika. Frank Timora, that's the reason why you go back to the gadol. Lichbay leditu. What do you have to go back to the first one? Say to the youngest one that also says no, no, no. Okay, we're going to force you to go and do the chalitza. What's the purpose in going back to the first one? So tomorrow, give the mitzvah leditay ramia leditay kaifinon. Since principally and primarily the mitzvah is always with the gadol. If the gadol is willing to do it, great. If he's not willing to do it, we ask the other brothers. If nobody's willing to do it, we go back to square one. We go back to the gadol and say, the mitzvah is principally on you. You do yibam or do chalitza. The buck stops here. Tanan, let's go weiter. Remember, what's the machloikis? What's better, bias cotton or chalitza's gadol? Tanan, let's see weiter the Mishnah. It says, the Mishnah tola b'cotton ad sheyagdil. What happens if the gadol says, let's wait until here's not the younger brother. Here is Taka the Koton. He's Taka my younger brother, but he's a Koton. He's only 10 years old. Let's wait until he gets bar mitzvah. Let's see what he'll do at that time. Ein shemulei. We don't listen. Freitimar vibias Koton adifa. According to Maniyom that says that a yibam of a Koton, not a Koton mamish, but a younger brother, that's better than the chalitza of the gadol. Am I ein shemulei? It's the chayzeh good. We should wait. Ninter dilma gadol miyavim. Maybe this child who's 10, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he will be willing to do yibam and be as cotton to chadifa mechalitza's gadol. So let's wait. Feitimara. Okay. Before I answer your question, v'litamech. What was the next case in the Mishnah? Tola bekotna at shiyagdol oy begadol at shiyavim medina siyam. Aha. V'litam of begadol at shiyavim medina siyam. Ain shoymin loy. We don't listen to him. Amai ninter dilma osi. You see on the side, it doesn't say b'cholitz. The ma'asi, o'me'yabim, let's wait for the other brother who is a gadol. We don't have to wait until he becomes bar mitzvah. He's a gadol. He's going to return. 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Anyway, we got to wait 3 months before she gets married, because after all, he can't get married in the first 3 months, right? So therefore, anyway, we got to wait. So wait a few months, he'll be back. The ma'asi, o'me'yabim. But what's the reason why we don't wait and we say, 3 months have passed, it's now the 91st day, make up your mind, yibum or chalitza, elakoshu hu yim mitzvah l'mashidan. We don't want to postpone the mitzvah more than we have to. And that's the reason why we're not going to wait for the gadol to come from Dinas Hayam. And therefore the same thing applies to the cotton achiyag. You're right, the bias cotton might taka be better than the chalitza of the gadol, but that's if the cotton is ready, willing, and able. If the cotton is still 10 years old, he may be ready, he may be willing, but he's not able because he's not bar mitzvah yet, so we gotta go and wait. Shuvi mitzvah machine, and we don't wait. So the Maisa, we were not able to be poishit who's right and who's wrong. Is the Amri, there's another version of the Machlaikis. That what? The Biyakuli Amalei Pligida Biyas Kotna Difa. Avada Navada, if you have multiple brothers and a younger brother, well, you don't have to wait for Mdina Sayyam, you don't have to wait for his Bar Mitzvah. He's just younger. If he's willing to do the Yivam, Avada, we're Machabedim, we say, Yisuchar, you do Yivam, because Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, they have all refused. You go and do the Yivam, Avada, everybody agrees. So what's the Machlaikis? The chalitza is cotton. The machloikis is if you have both the gadol habayis is willing to do a chalitza, and a younger brother is willing to do a chalitza. Is there any priority to the gadol over the cotton? What's the machloikis? Because after all, the only reason why you go after gadol habayis because it's v'yabachor asher teiled yokum shemach b'meis. That's talking about the yibam. It's not talking about the chalitza v'yabachor. So maybe the kibud that you have to be mechaber the gadol only refers to yibam and not to chalitza. And that's the shaila now. Zokti marbachi itmar chalitza is cotton, chalitza is gadol. Pligi barab yechon Rav Shu ben Levi. Chara machalitza is gadol adifa. Not that the cotton is better. That's a vada. The cotton's chalitza is not better than the gadol's chalitza. They can't only they're on the same madrega. That what? Mandi b'chalitza is gadol adifa to a mitzvah begadol. Since the Torah says that the yibim is begadol, so if he doesn't want to do yibim, he wants to do chalitza. Chalitza and yibim are the same. Same thing we give him, we mechabed him first. The idach kiyamri mitzvah begadol inyan yibim. By yibachar is by yibim. Avlinyan chalitza kadori nino. And therefore, for instance, if we've asked all the 10 brothers, 11 brothers, in order, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, do you want to, each one says, no, I don't want to do Yibam, I'm willing to do Chalitza. So we keep on going, because Bias Katan Adifa. We now get to the youngest, who's over Bar Mitzvah, and he says, I'm also not willing to do Yibam, I'm only willing to do Chalitza. Do I have to go back to the first brother? No, according to the second Shita, you're willing to do Chalitza, fine, give the Chalitza and finish, I don't have to go back and forth all the time, you do the Chalitza. So that's a machloikis, whether you go back to the Gadol, or Kiadodi Nenu. Very simple. So now with this,
it could be.
Yes.
In the case of that the elder brother, he may reconsider. Don't we allow the possibility that after all the brothers have rejected Yibam, now on the second try, the older may say, "But you know what? I thought maybe somebody else wanted, but since."
All of that is included between the lines. Yes, okay, we've gone to them. They've all said no, no, no. And we tried and we convinced them. And we even gave the financial incentives. Nobody was interested. So anyway, yes, right to Tanah, and we learned in the Mishnah. And now we go through the same rice again. Then what? Mitzvah, begodl yadim. Loi rotza, then you go to the others. And then it says, if they all didn't want to, loi rotzu, choizen eitzel godoil. This is a clear raya. Because it says in the Mishnah, he didn't want to go and do yim b'chalitza. And they asked the other brothers and they didn't want to. So then you go back to the godoil. Why do you go back to the gadol? My love, loy rotzel yam el lachloit. They didn't want to do yim, but they all were agreeing to do chalitza. Uktani chayzen eitzel gadol. We go back to the first one. Why do you have to go back to the first one? Give the youngest, whoever, the last guy who just said no. Okay, you do the chalitza. Why do you have to go back? Is Rishma min chalitza gadol adifa that you always prefer going back to the gadol? It's more like. But it says in Mishnah Leirotza means Leirotza loy lachloit for loy liyam. They didn't want to do anything. Aha. The kavase gabe gadol. So nobody wanted to do anything, neither the gadol nor the cotton, nobody wanted to. If nobody wanted to do anything, then eeny, meeny, miny, mo, why are we going back to him? He said, no, 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 what's the problem? So he to go and force him to do chalitza. Why didn't he go for any of the other brothers? Since it started off with him, we're koyfa for him, we're not koyfa for the others. But we still are not poishit which one is better, the chalitza is cotton, the chalitza is gadol, the chatchila, whether you have to be machpe to go back to the gadol or not. It's Toshima, let's bring it right for our Mishnah. He said, let's wait until the other guy comes back and Dinasayam. Ain't Shemale, we don't listen. So Gemara Visal Kadai, the Chalitza is Godel Adifa. If Chalitza is Godel is Taka better, am I ain't Shemale? Why do we say let's not wait. Do a chalitza now. Let's wait for the gadol achim to come back because it is mitzvah gadol. Ninter the ma'aseh b'chalitz. Let me ask you back rhetorically. It says if you want to wait for the cotton until he gets older, until he becomes a mitzvah, we don't listen. Pray tomorrow. Amai, why don't we listen? Ninta, let's wait. And maybe if you're telling me that we don't wait, why?
But instead of chalitza, maybe the guy from Dinasi Yom Yabim.
That's what he wants over here.
Yeah, but it's really, you don't know if he's not here.
The Gemara is saying we assume even if he sent us an email or a telegram, he doesn't want to do Yibam, but he's still the Godel Abayis. Since according to Mandi Yom, that Chalitz is Godel, and Chalitz is Cotton, Chalitz is Godel is preferable. So let's wait until he comes back and he'll do Chalitza. So is l'chayra rai that when it comes to Chalitz, it makes no difference. The whole Indian of Chalitz is just to patter her. So anybody can go and patter. It doesn't have to be dafka the Godel. Let me ask you, don't wait. Am I? We should wait. Now here the Gemara is not going to say Dilma Gadol or the Choylitz, because there's certainly no preference to a cotton to give. It's Kihadodi Nino, maximum that they're the same. But there's certainly no reason to wait for the cotton to become a Gadol to go and give Chalitza. It says somebody else should give Chalitza. That's why the Gemara is saying, why don't we take away the Mebushel Limiyavim? So why don't we do that? El kol shiyu mitzvah l'mishayinon. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, we don't want to delay it, and we don't want to procrastinate. After the 90 days are over, somebody do mibam, nobody to do yibam, do somebody do chalitza. We don't wait for somebody to come dina sayam, we don't wait for bar mitzvahs, but we do the yibam or chalitza. Okay, tanan hasim. Now we start a new sugya, but it's not totally new because we've had this already at the beginning of the Masechta. This is the famous Abba Shaul that said originally, the mitzvah is taka yibam, but because people are not doing l'shem shemayim, then we do it, chalitz is better. So Gemara is going to go through it, we're going to have Abba Shaul, bal talzeh. Tanan hasim, we learned in the Mishnah. Mitzvahs yibam koidemes l'mitzvahs chalitza. Yibam goes first. Brishon yishem skav l'shem mitzvah. Maybe this goes together. Mitzvah yibam kodem the mitzvah chalitza, but rishon yishem skam l'shem mitzvah. Originally, when in the good old days, when people take erlich and l'shem mitzvah, avad the yibam goes first. Achshav shem skam l'shem mitzvah. Omrus, and then the Chum said, you know what? Mitzvah chalitza, chalitza kodem the mitzvah yibam. Chalitza is really preferable to the mitzvah of yibam. And Abba Shaul used a very stark halacha, which Gemara is going to bring, that Abba Shaul says that doim mechasa shalom almost like znus, because he's not doing it l'shem mitzvah. Mitzvah, we'll see Abba Shaul a little bit later. So Omer mitzvah chalitza kedem the mitzvah yim. Omer Rav, so now Rav says ein koifin, we don't force them. Now what means they don't force them? So I would think ein koifin means we don't force to do yibam. Even though Minna Torah says in the pasuk the yibma that the husband can go and force. No forcing. However, Rashi says Omer Rav ein koifin means on chalitza. Even though we have decided now.
There's the choice.
Bizmana, well, I'm going to say, even though Bizmanazah, we say, one should not do Yibam, one should do Chalitza, what happens is Rashi, if both the Yavam and the Yavama both want to do Yibam, and Koifim, we don't force them to do Chalitza, but rather we allow them to do Yibam. But Rashi says, if only the Yavam wants Yibam, and the Kal of the Yavama doesn't want, then we will not allow him to do Yibam, we only allow him to do Chalitza. If you look at the top Rashi, Umarab and Koifim, if both of them, Taprashi, if both of them are maskim to yibam, ein koifin oisei lach loitz. The ein koifin means we do not force chalitz upon them. The name alav the mitzvah machavni. We don't say that it's lav the mitzvah paga be israel shesach. Eliyvoy miyavim. If he wants to, he can be miyam. Umiu hecha de hut tzavi. Tzavi means he has the rotzai. Tu tzavi liyibumai. If he wants to be miyam, the e amra loy be inalei. And she said, no, I'm not interested. The amra dvarim mikarim. And you could tell that she's not just talking shtusim, that she's saying reasonable words. We can even go and trick him and tell him, I want you to do chalitza, and you're even going to go and get payback. You're going to go and get a nice prize, a special award. We can go and trick him.
We don't pay him.
And if not, we go. If he doesn't listen to the trick, we force him. And he has to do chalitza. The Amr of Sheshes. That we don't force the Yibam. So even though the Lashon of the Drasha is Lefnei Mukashchin, so actually Tem Mukashchin Dafka El Kol Amas L'Shetitun L'Davreah. Anytime that she says something with a good excuse, where she says, I just cannot go ahead with Yibam. For instance, Dom Ba'amadir in Mesechtes Ksuvas, it says Ma'aseh B'Tzayda. Tzayda is the name of a place. B'Bursi Shemes V'loy Ach Bursi. He had two brothers who were Bursi and Bursi. Bursi and Bursi means they were both tanners. And we know from other Gemaras that a Bursi had a terrible smell, terrible... what did they say in Chagiga?
They had their own minions.
They didn't go up together with everybody else, right? Because it has to be called Zchorcha, Bezman, you go called Zchorcha. So therefore, a Bursi Nebuch has a terrible stench. She says, I cannot marry the Yavam because he has a terrible stench. So we say to her, hey, but your first husband was in the same business. Right. They were partners. They were Bursi and Bursi together. The Amr Chachamim, Yecholish Toimar, she can go and say, Lachicha Hayisi Yecholish Kabel. I was able to put up with the odor. But I can't go and put up with the odor of my new brother-in-law. I can't. Anyway, so therefore, skip a few lines till the end of Rashi. V'chalhani ein koifin dehocha heicha de travai nichalu. When it says in our Gemara that Rav said ein koifin means we don't force chalitza upon him if both of them travai nichalu, if they're both maskim to yibam. However, if only he wants to do yibam and she's not interested, then taka koifin lachlitz, we do force him to do chalitza. Anyway, so the ein koifin according to Rashi is chalitza. However, Tav Tosfos respectfully disagrees, and he says that we're talking about ein koifin means we're not koifa of yibam, but rather we go and do chalitza. Anyway, ein Tosfos for homework. Getting back to our Gemara now, Zok the Gemara yet Omerav ein koifin, and we halmin ya ki also the kamed Rav when the people came in front of Rav Omalahu. He would say to them, Ibu Isa Chaloit, Ibu Isa Yibeim, Bedidoch Tol Rachmona. You have to make up your minds what you want to do. You want to do Chalitza? Fine. If both of you agree to Yibam, it's also fine. Why? Because the Torah gives the decision to you. Bedidoch Tol Rachmona, Vem Lo Yachba to Ish, Haim Chavet, Ibai Chalitz, Ibai Yibam. Mi'ik and the Dina, you have the choice between Yibam or Chalitza. But if Yehuda Savar ain't koifin, if Yehuda also holds ain't koifin, meaning ain't koifin lechalitza, if they both want to do yibam, is good. How do I know this? Mira asking Rav Yehuda begitta the chalitza. Rav Yehuda had a special text for the get of chalitza. What means the get of chalitza? It sounds like an oxymoron. Right. But Rashi extends that this get really means a receipt, just like they do. Right. What I'm told, bizman
hazeh.
Exactly. This, I'm told the Bizman Azeh that you don't give the get to the wife. I mean, first she gets the get, but after she receives the get, they take it away and they tear it up and they give her rather a receipt that she is a gigetta, that she received a divorce. Here too, you cannot go and give a get, so to speak, because chalitza is actions, it's not a document. But instead we do give her a document with a bezin signs and says it in front of us, that there was a chalitza. And now what is the text of that document? It says in the document, Eich ploin is bas ploini, Sprinza, the daughter of Reuven, came, Akrivis yas ploini, Yavama kanmana lebeidina, she brought to the Bezdin her Yavam, and the Ishtama de'inu. The Ishtama de'inu means that we were convinced that in fact this is her brother-in-law, this is the Yavam, that Chua de Mislam Abanil, that he in fact is the bona fide, because otherwise what happens if you have a Yavama that doesn't want to go to the Ach because she knows that he's a terrible guy and maybe he's going to extort her for money and say, I'll give you a chalitza but pay me $1 million.
He doesn't want to listen to Rashi, he actually wants the money.
Good. And therefore, what does she want to do? She goes and finds somebody, a nice a neighbor who's a nice guy, and says, "Yeah, I'll be the oven for a day, no problem." And he comes in. Yes, I'm the brother-in-law, and yes, I know the brother Nebuch. We all sat shivered. He was a terrible tragedy. He died. Blah, 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 a whole ganze geschäft. So the Ishtama de'inu, so the Bezdin had to go and say that we were convinced that in fact that the Achud the Mismi Avenil. Now, how were they convinced? We're going to see in the Gemara will be a machloikis on what evidence, what was the basis of their being convinced. Anyway, the Amri Lein, we the Bezdin said to them, to the Yavim, Yavama, Itzavis liyabim yabim. If you want to be miyabim, gizumtai, go ahead and be miyabim. And like Rashi said, if she is in agreement. The Eloi, but if you're not maskim, itlo l'raglech tiyamina. What you should do is go and extend your right foot so that she should be able to go and remove your shoe. And guess what happened? The itlo ragli, mean he extended out his right leg. Vishoris sinem out agloy, and she removed the shoe from his foot. Viyarkes banpoi, and she went and spit on the ground in front of us. Roik de mischazel bedina, roik that was visible, because that's one of the rules. It's got to be roik that is visible. Al ara on the ground, and therefore, and signed by the bezin, and therefore she is a duly chalutzed lady, and therefore she's mutaris shuk. Anyway, what's the point of all this? The point is that we said in the shtar that the bezin said to him, it's obviously yabim yabim viloi itlo raglech. Why did they just go and simply say that in front of us itlo raglech and she took off the shoe, etc.? What do I have to add? It's obviously yabim yabim. It's the chassim of the Rav Yehuda also agrees that we tell the yabim and yavama, if you want to do yibim, even as bad as that, you can do yibim if you have a meeting of the minds, if both of you are in agreement.
Rav Yehuda was a student of Rav.
And subsequently, the student of Shkayach. Rav Chiya bar Avi Masayim bar Mishmei de Rav Yehuda. And now we finish off the shtar. We didn't even finish it yet. Rav Chiya bar Avi says we add another line. Vakrinu matichsiv b'seif oiraisa de Moshe. And in the shtar itself, it says that after she did the rakika, then we read out from what it says in the Torah, that the Torah says, Vim liyachwis ish lakachas yivimtoi, then v'olze shav, v'olze yivimtoi shara, v'omra me'en yivom lakashem yisrael, liyavayami, we go and read out what it says in the psukim. Good, and then they sign it. Let's go back to, it says in the get, Ashtamudu'inu, that the Bezin said we were convinced that this is the bona fide Yavam. How were they convinced? Believe it, Rav Achav, Charam, Be'edim. Yeah, two Edim that said, yeah, we know for sure. Charam, Afilu Karv, Afilu Isha. It doesn't have to be with Edim. Anybody that goes and says,
somebody dies.
If the Hilchus of Gilui Emilzu Ba'almo, all you need is Gilui Emilzu, Afilu Karv, Afilu Isha. It doesn't have to be mit Edim. Okay, Nushtik. But he showed you, she miskabli, she mitzvah, mitzvah, yibu kedemis. Like we said before from that price. Subsequently, they said, no, Yibam in fact is better than Chalitza. So Amr Nachmar Yitzchak, Ach Shadari, are you telling me the Darius got better? Usually the Darius get worse, they don't get better. Meaning, that the whole reason why they subsequently said that Chalitz is better than Yibam, because we're afraid that people are not being Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim, all of a sudden you're saying there's a new Dar, they are Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim. If anything, the new Darius usually are worse, not better than previous Darius. Ach Shadari Meikara. Everything will make Kura Sabila Kamishol. Safe Sabbath Kurabon. Snapshot the Darius got better. The question is, which Psak Halacha did they follow? Initially they followed Psak of Abishol, that Abishol said, don't do Yibam anymore, do Chalitza. Subsequently they changed their minds. They said, no, we should follow the Rabban. The sign he said in the price. Abishol Oy Makunis Yivam to Shem Noy Lashem Ishus. Ulishom Dover Acher. Doesn't say what Dover Acher is, but probably means money. Kilo Pagia Be'erva. See, money has a euphemistic term, Dovacher, other times is referred to Chazah, so you see that he's a Chazah for money. Anyway, so we have the Chazah Gemara. Continue on. So if the person was coined for anything else other than L'Shem Shemayim, Kilu Poigeya Be'erva, the Karvani Ba'enai Liyois Havlan Mamza. Can you imagine what? That's very stark L'Shainis. He doesn't mean it literally, but he just means to say emphatically, Kilu, Kilu, yeah. That's a virtual Mamza. L'Shem Shemayim is a virtual. Yes, yes, Reb Simcha.
There's a mitzvah to get married as well, right?
Avad.
So these all, in theory, this is the exact same people. Kedushin is still chal, but then a person wants to marry for any of these reasons as well.
You're asking a wonderful question. If you bear it with us for another minute or two, you'll see the Gemara is going to go address exactly what Reb Simcha say. The Torah doesn't tell us what type of Yavama, if he was wearing a black tie, a green tie, a yellow tie, and what his machshavas were. A Yavama is Yavama, 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 let me call Malkum, whatever his Kavanah saw. Okay. So we have the following.
What
should
I say, Mitzvah
Shechas
Kavanah type thing?
Let's go to the following Bryce. What does it say in the Bryce? Yavama, 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 Olea. The Torah says, Yavama, Yavama, Olea, Mitzvah Shechas Mitzvah. She said, Betchila, Hoysa, Ola, Bechlal, Heter. Originally, he was to her b'chlal heter. What it means originally? Originally means before the first husband married this wife, there was a woman shprinza. Eventually Reuven married her, and then eventually Reuven passed away, and then Shimon became the yava. But before Reuven married her, Shimon had the equal rights and the equal opportunity, perhaps, to go and marry her. She betchila at the very beginning, he could have married her, no problem. Nesra, now that his older brother or his younger brother Uve married her, Nesra now becomes us. It's Eishesach. Because of Hutter Nebuch, his brother passed away, and now she becomes mutter to him once again. Yochel Tachsel Etzayir Rishon. I would think it goes back to the first Hetzel like it was before Reuven married her in the first place. Tamavayim Yavimah Leo Mitzvah. Who is the Tana who's now describing this? Betchila and Besoif and Hutra and Chazalet Rishon. Who's the Tana? So let's learn over the Brice again, and we'll see exactly what Reb Simcha was saying a moment ago. What means b'chlal heter? Before Reuven married her, Shimon could have married her for any reason. Ratzel l'shem noy koinsa, if he wanted to marry her because she was pretty. Ratzel l'shem ishes koinsa, he had an attraction to her. All of these things he could have been.
Didn't say dover achen,
yeah, well, so we left the dover achen. It's a dover achen, so let's go. Anyway, I don't want to talk about chazer the whole time. Anyway, so he could have married her for any one of 20,000 different reasons. Bottom line is, unfortunately, he missed out and his brother got married. Nasra, he became awesome. Now, his brother passed away, Chazra V'Hutra, now he can marry her again. Yochel Tachsel Etzei Rishon, I would think we can go back to the original Heter, meaning that he can go marry her now, like Reb Simcha said before, L'Shem Noi, L'Shem Ishus, and like Reb Pincha said, L'Shem Dover Achas, so I would think, Tam Elohim, the Braisa tells you, no! Lomi Avi Ale Mitzvah, it's got to be L'Shem Mitzvah. Oh, so the Braisa works very nicely, like Abba Shol.
But only she doesn't have children is that she go back to her
parents. Of course, what does the Braisa talk about? And it also have to be brothers,
right.
And she's not an islandess, and he can't be a Saurus, and he's got to be a Gadol.
Okay,
all the above.
Learning all the subtext.
And that is double push. Rav Amar Filu Teima, you don't have to say the Brisa goes right. It could go. Yeah. Rav Amar Filu Teima, Rabban, you can go and say goes according to Rabbanon too. Start the Brisa again. Yivam Yavir Leah Mitzvah. She betchila hois bechal heter. What means bechal heter? Don't talk about the noi and the shemishes. What was the heter? Ratzah koinsa, ratzah ena koinsa. He could have married her, or he didn't have to marry her. And bottom line, Itaka didn't marry her. Itaka didn't. What happened? Nesra, his brother, married her. Nesra, now she becomes Osetin, because now brothers-in-law, brother and sister-in-law. Chazvot and Nebo, the brother passed away without children, like Barry reminds us. So therefore now it's mutter to the Yavam. Yochel Tachs, Latera Rishon, that what? Rotza Koinze, Rotza Ein Koinze. If he wants to, yeah, if he doesn't want a Nish, Rotza Ein Koinze. Feitimara, Rotza Ein Koinze. How can you say that? Hagida Bey. You have to do something. In other words, there's a zika here. What do you mean? Rotza eina kointa. Ela'ema, rotza kointa, rotza choylitzla. I would think that you have the same choice. Either yibam or chalitza, he can do either 150-50. Tam aloyim, therefore the Pasi tells you, yibam yavaleo mitzvah lechachilla, but he should go and do yibam. And if chas shalom, if they don't want to, if they lo yachboy, then you do chalitza. But about the mitzvah is yibam. And therefore this goes according to Rabbanan, not like Abishol. And the mitzvah continues to be even today, yibam first, only if they didn't want to do yibam, then you do chalitza. And if we have no raya that this praise is going to Abishol, it can even go according to the Rabban. Now the continuation of the Gemara is that we're going to have a parallel in the same bright. So we'll just start off the first couple of lines, but you'll see the Gemara goes on for an extended period, so we'll continue it tomorrow. Eimer Reisha, let's go to the Reisha of that same bright. It says in the Braisa that if a person brought a carbon mincha, what do you do with the shiyare mincha? Says the Gemara that matzah tiyachal mekadosh is a mitzvah. That you could have eaten the flour because it was regular chulin. And that's because he was mekadosh and makdosh and he made it into mincha, now becomes aser. And now that you brought the koimed, you see it's the same type of pattern, but again the Gemara is going to say who does it go according to, submission that will leave for tomorrow after Kaddish.